So let's review. The previous Mishnah has dealt with the relatively simple case of a Nazir who's unsure whether he is Tameh. Our Mishnah now discusses the case where he is also unsure whether he is a Mitzayra. This significantly complicates his purification process, as the Mishnah will explain. Zakta the Mishnah, Nazir Shayit Tameh Besafik Umuchlit Besafik. A Nazir who is uncertain whether he became Tameh on the first day of his term and also might have become a Mitzayra in the interim. He must wait 60 days until he is certainly purified of tzaras, and only then is he permitted to eat kachim, as Taisis and Davnan Hei explains. He's forbidden to eat kachim until after he brings his karbanis for his tzaras. However, he may eat kachim before bringing the karbanis for his naziris, because davka b'misha t'masa yetzim gufo mikri mechus kippurim. This only applies to the tumah which emanates from the body, such as tzaras, as opposed to naziris, where the karbanis are not for a bodily tumah. The Mishnah continues, V'sheisi yayin, tamala mesim achar meyev esum yayim. He must wait 120 days until he has certainly completed his naziris, and only then is he permitted to drink wine and become tameh. The Mishnah explains, Shetaglachas hanega doicha taglachas hanazir bizmanchu vadai, of a bizmanchu safik in the deicha. Only a definite mitzayra may shave during his naziris term, but a doubtful mitzayra may not. Therefore, he cannot perform the obligatory shaving for his tzaras during his naziris term. This requires him to observe 120 days of naziris, as the Gemara will explain. The Gemara cites a braisa which qualifies as follows: Bamed devar mamurim benaziris mu'etes av benaziris bashana echel bekadoshim la'achar shtei shanim v'sheis yayinim tam la'mesim la'achar arba shanim. He observes 120 days of naziris only where he accepted a standard 30-day naziris. But if he accepted a year-long term, his naziris will extend for 4 years. This is because megaleach arba taglachias. In order to fulfill all of his possible obligations, he must shave 4 times, and each taglachas must follow a naziris term, as the Gemara now explains. A mitzayra is obligated to shave after the tzaras is healed, and then again 7 days later. In this case, since he's unsure whether he is a mitzayra, he cannot shave immediately because of his naziris. He therefore waits 1 full term and then shaves. At that time, taglachas rishayna may be tziparim, v'chata sa'ayv v'oilas behema. In this manner, he fulfills all possible obligations, because ivada mitzayruhu tziparim t'chayvasai. If he is indeed a mitzayra, he fulfills his obligations with the birds. And if not, tziparim avrai komis abdin v'loi havachulim bazara. Since the birds are sacrificed after the Beis HaMikdash, they may be brought misafik. If he was not a mitzvah, but was Tameh, he brings the chatas as a carbon tumma of naziris. And even if not, the chatas a'if safik az likvura. The chatas may be offered in doubt, but may not be eaten and is therefore buried. If he is not a mitzvah and he is not Tameh, he concludes his naziris with the oila, and this permits him to shave. And if not, he stipulates that the Eila should be a voluntary carbon. He now waits a second term of Naziris. Because he cannot perform the second shaving 7 days later as a regular Mitzvah does, because perhaps he's not a Mitzvah, and he might have been Tameh, and is only now beginning to recount his Naziris and forbidden to shave. Therefore he observes another term of Naziris, and then shaves. This is either the second Taglachas as a Mitzvah, or the concluding taglachas of his naziris. Therefore, taglachas shniya may be chata sa'if v'oilas behema. He brings a chata sa'if, which can be brought in doubt, in case he was a nazir tameh, and an oila as the carbon of a nazir tar. He then observes a third term, and subsequently shaves. If he was previously mitzayra, this is either the taglachas of a nazir tar, or a nazir tameh. Therefore, taglachas shlishis may be chata sa'if v'oilas behema. He brings a chata sa'if, which can be brought in doubt, as a possible nazir tameh, and an oila as the carbon of a nazir tar. He then observes a fourth term and then shaves. If he was both a mitzayra and tameh, this is the concluding taglachas of his naziris. Therefore, taglachas revius may be carbon tara. He brings the regular carbonas of a nazir tar. The Gemara now addresses several additional scenarios when someone has to undergo the purification of a nazir and a mitzayra. Tameh safik umuchlid vaday. If he is uncertain whether he became Tameh, but is certainly a Mitzayra. He's allowed to shave during his Naziris because he's a Mitzera Vadai, and therefore shaves twice and completes the purification for Tzaras within the requisite 8 days, and he may eat Kachim. However, he observes another 30 days and then shaves, either as a Nazir Tamei or as a Nazir Tar, and then shaves a fourth time after an additional 30 days, thus he completes his Naziris after 67 days. Muchlid Safik v'Tamei Vadai. If he's uncertain whether he was a Mitzera, but certainly Tamei. Eichel b'kadashim l'achar shleishim v'shiva yamim, since he definitely became Tamei, he shaves on day 7 after becoming Tar. This is either the Taglachas Nazir Tamei, or the first shaving for the possible Tzaras. He then shaves again 30 days later, which is either Taglachas Nazir Tar, or the second shaving for the possible Tzaras, and thereby finishes his purification from Tzaras after 30 days, and he may eat Kachem. Now, if he was not a Mitzera, he already became Tahar, and counted his 30-day term, and would have completed his Naziris as well. However, if he was a Mitzayra, he must now begin dealing with his Naziris Tumah v'Tahara, because as the Gemara later teaches, Taglachas Achas Eina Oileloi Lekan Lekan. Each shaving cannot be for both purposes. It's either Taglachas Nazir or Taglachas Mitzayra. Therefore, he counts 7 days, and shaves for Taglachas Nazir Tameh, and then shaves again after an additional 30 days for Taglachas Nazir Tahar for a total of 74 days. Tamei vaday u'muchlid vaday. If he was certainly Tamei and certainly a Mitzera, eich b'kadoshim la'achar shmoyne yamim, v'shoytzi yayinim tamei la'mesim la'achar arbaam v'arbaa yamim. Here too, he's allowed to shave during his Naziris since he is a Mitzera vaday, and therefore completes the purification for Tzaras after the requisite 8 days. He then waits 7 days to shave as a Nazir Tamei, and then an additional 30 as a Nazir Tar, thereby finishing his Naziris in only 44 days. Throughout the sugya, we have assumed that a Nazir Mitzera cannot perform one taglachas for both obligations. The Gemara now questions this premise. Shalu Talmidav as Reb Shimon ben Yoichi, Nazir Tahar u'Mitzera, ma'u shigaleach taglachas achas, v'oilo l'kan u'l'kan, perhaps one taglachas can serve both purposes. Amlan ein megaleach, as Tesis explains, Hayal v'chalukas zu mizu l'yiftru zu ezu, one taglachas cannot perform a dual role because they differ in their essential purpose. And the Gemara offers several differences. Nazir lahaver u'mitzera lagadol. A Nazir Tar shaves to rid himself of his hair, while the first taglachas of mitzera is for the additional purpose of growing the hair again in order to perform the second taglachas. Mitzera lefnezir kizdam, v'nazir la'achazir kizdam. The second taglachas of the mitzera on the 7th day is done before he brings his karbanos the next day, while a Nazir Tar shaves after bringing karbanos. Tamei la'achar biyismayim, mitzera lefnei biyismayim. A Nazir Tamei shaves after his immersion, while a mitzera shaves before immersing in the mikvah. We had stated earlier, migaleach arba taglachias. The Gemara Daf Samach Aleph questions the nature of these shavings. Mishum mitzvah, oy mishum avur seir tamei. Is there a specific mitzvah to perform taglachas, or is it simply a means to remove the hair of Tama? The Gemara explains Nafkamina, Lavor Benasha. This will determine whether he may remove the hair by means of a cream. Tesis points out that this is essentially a shaila regarding every Taglachas Nazir Tamei, because the Gemara early on Daf Mem derives from Psukim that Taglachas Nazir Tar and Taglachas Mitzai requires Tar, a razor. The Gemara concludes from the earlier Braisa, Magaleach Arba Taglachias, all 4 times require shaving. Shema Minah, Mishum Mitzvah, Shema Minah, the Nazir Tamei also has a mitzvah to perform a taglachas, which requires tar. Hanulach Perek Shnei Nazir, where Baruch Hashem completed the 8th perek of Masechtas Nazir, and will begin the 9th perek, Hakutim Ein Lehem, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.